I moved to Somerton when I was 13 years old, and back then it was a small town, and we would stand on the corner and talk. And since I was one of the younger guys, I'd hear the older guys talk, and I found it interesting that they would talk about how to get out of town and the ways that they thought about getting out of town after high school would be to go to the service, follow the cantaloupes. At that time, cantaloupes was king in Yuma County, to California. And then, interestingly, they thought that a lot of people that they knew would wind up in the state prison in Florence. So that was like the three ways to get out of town. Then all of a sudden, when I was 15, there was another choice. They heard that there was going to be a new college in town, a community college where it would be affordable, and now that was a choice after high school. So very shortly after that, I found myself a freshman at Kofa High School in 1962, while the college was being built, and Glenn Maley was pouring the foundation at the college, I was in student government, and Linda Elliott Nelson's father, who was our teacher for that class, Harold Elliott, brought in the brand new hired first president of Arizona Western College, and he came in to talk to us, student council, about our expectations when we, after high school, we found ourselves at the college level. I'm number 10 out of 17, and the first one to finish high school and the first one to go to college. So it was mostly the community and my involvement in sports. The community sort of expected that I would go on to Arizona Western and play sports. And so they began to tell my parents, and my father for the first time began to think of one of his kids graduating from high school and going to college. At AWC, I had a good time. I was student body vice president and was on the wrestling team. And my coach was an aspiring administrator, so he convinced the then president, the second president, George Hall, to offer me a teaching job, even though I was still an Arizona Western sophomore. So he, upon graduation, my coach presented me with a letter that was an offer for a teaching job if and when I got my master's. And so three years later, I had my master's, and 2 days after receiving my master's at Northern Arizona University, I reported to Arizona Western as a math teacher and wrestling coach.